Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations this Monday of the 41st week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we turn our attention to Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 108. This week we turn our attention from murder to adultery, specifically as found in the seventh commandment given in Exodus 20 verse 14, "You shall not commit adultery." Thus, in looking to this command, we ask in Heidelberg Catechism, question 108, what does the seventh commandment teach us? We answer that all unchastity is accursed of God, and that we should therefore loathe it with our whole heart, and live chastely and modestly, whether in holy wedlock or single life. While adultery is the word used in the commandment, that is, the engaging in of sexual relations with one who is not one's spouse, the scriptures speak to a variety of sexual sins that fall under the umbrella of unchastity. While chaste and unchaste are words rarely used in our day, they are appropriate to the matter at hand. According to the Oxford Dictionary, unchastity is all that which is relating to or engaging in illicit sexual activity. It has also been defined as impurity and lasciviousness, which is an overt and often offensive sexual desire. Many such sins that fit in the category of unchaste are outlined in Leviticus chapter 18, which is too long to read here, but includes such things as incest, adultery, sodomy, and bestiality, all of which are called abominations in the sight of God. But many people think that these restrictions were part of the old judicial law and were therefore abrogated at the coming of Jesus Christ, in the same manner as stoning disobedient children or using holy water to test for adultery. But the New Testament makes it quite clear these sins were not among those abrogated. Indeed, in Reformed theology, we recognize that these sins are part of the moral law of God, given in creation and reiterated in the Ten Commandments, and they have not passed away with the passing of theocratic Israel. For Paul himself is quite clear that such sins were and are still an abomination. Romans 1 verses 26 and 27. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature, and the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9, he says, "Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practiced homosexuality." As we will see in our next meditation, Paul had a particular reason to write this to the church in Corinth. But suffice it to say, we cannot act as if the things God has called accursed and an abomination are suddenly okay because we live in a supposedly enlightened culture that has somehow discovered these rules of God don't apply and are merely constructs or inherent biases or any other of a number of disambiguations that allow postmodern people a pass when it comes to sin. We do not get that pass. As those who affirm sola scriptura, the scriptures alone as our standard of faith and practice, we are called to stand against our culture in these things, to hold that all forms of sexual unchastity are accursed of God, and to affirm the truth of the moral law, that we might not be tempted to evil, but might instead hold fast to that which is true and that which is right, to the glory of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.